The State Commissioner of Transitional Assistance is planning her personal menus pretty carefully this week as a demonstration of how far, or not, federal food support benefits go under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Commissioner Stacey Monahan is living on food purchased with a total of $31.50 a week. That's the average weekly per-person SNAP benefit. Joining us now is Commissioner Monahan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's for breakfast this morning, and how much did it cost you?
So this morning, I am going to have 2 hard-boiled eggs and a banana. I did my purchasing yesterday for the week, and I spent $30.98, so I have a little bit left for the rest of the week.
You went shopping yesterday at the Market Basket in Chelsea. What'd you pick out for the money that you spent?
So I really focused on trying to put together a well-balanced and healthy diet. We are really working to help our clients make healthy choices and highlight where there's access to healthy food. So really try to focus on some lean proteins and as much fresh produce as you can purchase on such a limited budget. That is one of the challenges. So I got some chicken and some beef, a dozen eggs. I got black beans and baked beans. And then bananas, apples, a pepper and an onion, a bag of frozen peas. So it's quite a challenge, and it does require a lot of planning.
You know, when you verbally list out what you bought, it sounds like a lot of food, but practically speaking, it's not a lot of groceries when you're talking about it, making it stretch for a whole week.
Absolutely. I took the challenge last year as well, so I had the advantage of having done it once before and realizing the more of a meal plan that you have, the easier it is to make the food last for the full week, but it is challenging.
I know you're tried to be healthy in your selections, but is it harder for everyone who's trying to live on SNAP benefits?
What I found last year was that you really think a lot more, or I thought a lot more about what I was going to eat next. So towards the end of the week, you know, I had one apple left, and it was that, do I want to eat the apple today, or do I want to save it for tomorrow? And so I think that it's stressful and it's exhausting to try to make the food last and make sure that you have enough to feel energized and you're getting enough nutrition to last through the whole week.
And I would imagine even more so if you are not the only one you're trying to buy for on this budget. I mean, if you're a parent or your parents and you're dealing with your spouse and one or two or three or four kids, the challenge just escalates.
Absolutely. I thought about that a lot when I did my shopping, that if I was in the grocery store with my kids and having to say no to the things that they were asking for because I was conscious of trying to stay on my meal plan.
$31.50 is the federal average, but how much do you estimate is actually needed for a low-cost but healthy diet per person each week?
Well, the point of SNAP is to be a supplemental nutrition assistance program, so it's not intended to meet all of your dietary needs for the full month. The reality, however, is that for a lot of families, that is what they rely on to feed their families for the whole month. So in Massachusetts, the average benefit is $237 for the month. And I think for most people, when you go to the grocery store, you know that most people probably spend more than that, you know, potentially in one shopping trip even.
I'm wondering if you think at the end of each day or in the middle of the day, you're going to be hungry trying to live on this. And at the end of the week, whether you will have consumed enough calories to not lose any weight.
Yeah, I wonder that too. I can tell you I certainly was hungry yesterday and I'm hungry this morning. So I think that, you know, it's a real issue in our country, and it's certainly a real issue in Massachusetts. And my hope is to just raise awareness of the important role that SNAP plays in the lives of families that are struggling in poverty, and hope to protect the program and hope to make myself a more effective advocate for the clients that we serve.
Commissioner Monahan, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much, Bob. Take care.
Stacey Monahan is State Commissioner of Transitional Assistance.